Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ruined your credit?
Well, it's only up from here.
The wifey filed for divorce? Damn, son.
I see you, player. It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Cue graduation music. Because today we have a graduate in the house, everybody.
Oh, do we now?
Hudson is graduating from the DARE program in fifth grade, everybody.
Hey, wepa.
It's so hard for me not to giggle because we did the DARE program.
We all did the DARE
it's
program.
It's very serious if you ask my fifth grader.
That's right. And it was serious when we did it then, too.
And the t-shirts look exactly the same,
no,
DZ.
No, I need one.
Owen's got one. You can have his. It doesn't fit him anymore.
Grab me a 2X. Well, you know.
Honest to God, you might fit in Owen's if you want
so?
It. You think how big he was last year?
I mean,
in fifth grade, he was huge.
I'll take it.
So, Owen's my fit.
No, I'll take it. Let me get that.
And it doesn't fit him anymore. And Hudson's going to come home with one today, too. So,
well, try to grab me a 2X today. That's what I'm saying.
This is not, you're supposed to, no.
What?
You did not graduate from the DARE program, did you?
Yes, of course
fine.
I graduated from. I said, we literally just talked about how we all did the DARE program.
Look at us now.
Look at us now. Thriving.
Drunks.
I don't really drink like that.
I'm kidding. No, I'm excited. Today's his DARE graduation. For real, though, I'm excited.
No, it's a fun day.
It's a little victory. What's your little victory?
My little victory is today I get answers, y'all. Today I get, you know, a better picture. Today I'm going to have my final follow-up. Well, I don't know about final, but my actual follow-up to hopefully schedule something with my knee. Y'all know this has been a saga. Having knee troubles.
Yep.
Now today's the day to figure it out because I got cartilage loss.
You finally get to see the specialist and find out if and when you're having surgery. Because you're having surgery, we think.
We think. We know. I mean, we know. We just don't know when.
When.
Right? So shout out Dr. Lisa. I'll be seeing you
later.
Lisa,
schedule it already. Like tomorrow. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, good. Well, I can't wait to hear the update tomorrow.
But that's a little victory. You know what I'm saying? And
it's a huge victory.
For us is that we can always play little victories when you leave little victories on the Odyssey app.
There you go. Yes. Yeah. Leave us a little victory, a voice message, please. Question of the day is coming up next. The debate has gotten really serious on the internet.
We hear.
Very serious.
Why not?
So serious that Hudson asked me about this question that's been trending on the internet.
It reached the burbs, baby.
So
let's get it.
It reached the burbs.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ, get your brain going with the question of the day.
Okay, so this discussion on the internet has come very far.
Oh, yeah.
The 100 men versus a gorilla debate. And if you haven't heard it, it's gone viral on the internet. Can 100 men defeat a gorilla. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. It started from the depths and is now on the surface.
Yeah, it sounds like a stupid question at first, but the more you think about it, when people actually go the wrong way, that's when I start arguing. Because Hudson came up to me and he goes, hey, mom, so there's this argument. argument on the internet.
Yep.
About can a gorilla defeat 100 men, or can 100 men defeat a gorilla?
Well, it is a stupid question, but I love stupid questions, right? Because it starts genuine conversation.
That's what I mean. And I looked at him, I go, Hudson, 100 men would beat the gorilla. He goes, I don't know. And I go, and this is why it went viral, because yep. dummies like you are actually going to say the gorilla could beat 100 men. Are you out of your mind?
No.
DZ?
No.
How are people coming up with the decision that one gorilla could beat 100 men? Well, I don't get this argument. I feel like it's an easy thing to say.
We have to understand that there's different types of gorillas in the world, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you're talking about these little Peruvian gorillas that they got, those are small.
Right.
Those are malleable.
The little chimpanzees at the zoo, not it.
One of them bad boys myself. We talking about big mountain silverback gorillas. Them big old
okay,
gorillas.
How big? How tall?
I'm like big. I mean,
we have. Huge. I need to know a size if we think one gorilla is going to beat 100 men
these
at something.
These gorillas are easily 6'5 and like 400 okay. pounds, if not more.
Now we're getting somewhere. Okay,
you know what
so
I'm
this is like, what I'm saying. I still 100 men could still not beat a 6'5 man.
You don't think 100 men could beat a 6'5 gorilla?
No.
You don't think 100
men? Do you know how many 100 men is? There's only 15 people in the back of the office and we could beat one gorilla. Come on, picture all of us together on one.
You were just saying that 100 men cannot beat a gorilla.
No, I think 100 men can, period.
Okay,
sorry,
okay.
I must have gotten confused.
Got you.
I am without a doubt going to stay on the 100 men side, no matter what you say. Unless he's the size of a dinosaur, then I will give you that.
If
he's not the
King
sinus
Kong.
Of a dinosaur, if we're fighting King Kong, then I don't know.
I'm out.
If it's King Kong, we're losing.
He's literally smacking 100 of us out the way with one hand, maybe one finger. I'm not getting in King Kong's way. But me, I think 50 dudes could do it.
You can text or call 414-533-1037. The argument on the internet is, could 100 men beat one gorilla? And it's actually gone viral, and now people are getting into these real arguments mm-hmm. about it, including people like us.
I got my points ready to go.
This is crazy.
You
okay,
said one?
Pull up line one, yes. I got my points ready to go. Hi, kids, who's this?
Ooh, I already knew. Don't
Saucy.
You worry about it.
Hello. It's not Saucy no more. It's Ronnie right here, her son.
Oh, snap.
It's her son.
Yeah.
He heard the argument. He's like, Hudson.
I think that the gorilla would win, bro. It's like
seven
times the human strength.
Ronnie.
Like, what?
You guys are crazy. Ronnie, you're wrong.
I'm not going to hang up on a child, but you are very wrong, sir.
DZ, what are your points?
No, listen to me.
Oh,
I got arguments for both sides,
okay,
all right? Like, 100 men. Like, if they were NFL players, like, oh, the 100 men, bro, they're easily taking down the gorilla.
Thank you.
Think about this. If it's just civilians, like, random people walking down the street,
they're still taking down the gorilla.
If it's just Ted walking this dog down the street, Ronnie,
if it's 100 Hudsons, my fifth grader, they're all taking down the gorilla.
100?
There's 100 of them.
I mean, yeah, some, like, bloodthirsty fifth graders running at a gorilla. I imagine he would win.
Ronnie.
All right, Ronnie, we love you. Thank you for calling. This is hysterical.
Yeah.
Ronnie, you're a delight. Call back.
Yo.
Tell your mom to let you call more.
Okay.
Much love, Sauce.
That was Saucy's son, Ronnie. That was phenomenal,
dude.
That was
the sauciest energy, bro. That's
of
how
course,
you just know.
Well, of course her kids are funny like her,
guaranteed.
Dude. Okay, so the argument on the internet is, could 100 men take down one gorilla? Okay,
50.
DZ, I'd like to hear your points before we take more calls and texts.
Okay.
What? Go.
Now, Big Ronnie was actually 100% right. You got to think of the variety of men that we're attacking with. Now, I don't think that 100 NFL dudes
mm-hmm.
is going to do it. We need a variety
Come
of
on.
Shifting. No. Like, they will do it easily.
I think 100 of anything could take down one person.
100 Hudsons? I don't know, man.
I've seen him fight his brother.
Brother ain't no Superman.
Okay, I got to hear your points.
But,
go.
Listen, you got to think. It's no weapons. It's a street fight, though.
Well, thank you, because Cammy in Milwaukee texted in. Do the men have weapons?
No. It's no weapons, hand-to-hand,
and
like combat.
If you haven't seen this viral debate, it's going to pop up in your algorithm today now that we've told you about it. But
mm-hmm.
the gorilla versus 100 men. Go on.
You got to rock with a variety of dudes, because you got to think that you need speed, you need strength, you need stamina, and you need the mind. You got to find all varieties of these guys and send them in waves of 10, right?
I got my setup. You've got it set up. You got a board, and you're like directing people already.
Do you need me to grab it,
bro? You're like the head of the army.
We're ready to go, and I'm number 100.
Okay, so 10 at a time.
I'm 10 at a time, and you got to have a variety. These waves are going to be five dudes that are like just bruisers, hitters, right? Like these like heavy-handed, big old like Brock Lesnar, Francis Ngannou, like fighting types, right?
Yes.
Then you got to have two and two. Speed guys, and then you're thinking too much about this.
They're gonna beat the gorilla if there's 100,
right? But then you got to have strategy. You can't just all attack.
No way.
It. There's gonna be deaths. I hate to say it, but people will be unalive by this gorilla. All 100 men aren't making it out of this. I guarantee you not.
If you're gonna text in something dumb, you better sign your name, because somebody texted in gorilla would easily win. You guys are dumb. Yeah, you put your name,
Cap.
Dummy.
Cap.
You're the dummy.
Gorillas aren't made for this. I've gone into research.
There's no way.
Gorilla stamina is minutes long. You're going to tire this gorilla out. I'm throwing sand off rip, and then I'm throwing a big old haymaker to the Johnson, and then it's off and rocking to the races, baby. Haymaker, 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 haymaker. Somebody from behind with the rear naked. Haymaker, haymaker. We're
still
going crazy on this gorilla.
Still thinking too much. I feel like all you need is these amount of people.
I don't think you're thinking enough. 50 dudes will do it with my strategy. Let's get it. Where's the nearest gorilla?
Whoever texted in the men would fight each other over the ego of who gets to be the winner.
I mean, when we fighting a gorilla, no.
Somebody said, I saw a video on TikTok that was 100 gorillas and 1,000,000 men. Okay, whatever.
That's
100 gorillas and 1,000,000 men, the men are still winning.
Y'all are just doing fractions. The outcome is still the same. You know what I'm saying? 1,000,000 men, 10,000 whatever gorillas, we going crazy.
Okay, who texted in the R word? We don't use that anymore. Catch up. It's 2025, dude.
For real.
Stop texting. I'm going to have to put you on block now. Because now you really are dumb. Okay. 414-533-1037. Saucy said her son Ronnie is still going off like DZ in the car.
What up, Ronnie? Him and I are arguing.
All right. We're going to talk to you guys next. Hold on.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
The debate is, could 100 men take on a gorilla? And somebody texted in, a gorilla can lift like 4,000 pounds. I don't think 100 men can handle that, Colin. Do we know a gorilla could lift 4,000 pounds, Colin? Is this a thing?
Gorillas have an insane amount of pressure and force in their body. When they stand tall, and they're like the biggest of gorillas, or like 7 feet tall, G. 6'5 are the little ones, bro.
Well, Cassandra's in Racine. She got in first, and she sounded hot, ready to go, because she actually was going to pick the gorilla, and I went, come on!
Cassandra. It don't even
I'm sorry.
Sorry. No, bring your
arguments. I'm still Team Gorilla all the way. Can you imagine a silverback gorilla in there?
No.
That's what we're literally talking about, a silverback gorilla.
Okay, so you're saying...
Even if you do 10 at a time, that gorilla is going to mollywop the men so quick.
I heard mollywopper forever.
Does that mean like hit somebody?
He's
going to
tear them up.
It sounds like
there's no way.
It's about getting diddly whopped. You're going to get popped. You're going to get whopped. You're going to get mollywopped. Bop, bop, bop.
There is no way.
Gorilla. No way.
Gorillas aren't made for stamina. That gorilla's getting tired out after 5 minutes of scrapping. Then he's going to want a nap. You're going to throw one banana in the mix, and then somebody's going to sneak in for the rear naked.
Absolutely not.
You're wrong.
It's going to be all territorial. He's gonna take the guys out.
Well, it's got to be a neutral environment. We're not attacking the gorilla around his family. No, we got to be in a ring or something. Ain't no way we're fighting him at home.
Lori in Cedarburg texted in. She said, I agree with both of you, but more with DZ. They have to be there has to be strategies. Otherwise, I think they'll lose. Come on. This famous debate that went viral on the internet about one gorilla versus 100 men. Who would win? And I can't believe people like Cassandra and Racine are picking the gorilla. Girl.
Yep. She's wild.
Sorry.
You are wild.
She's wild.
Gorilla. Team Gorilla.
We gotta go.
Gorilla.
There's more people on the phone. Right. Wow. Love you, Cassandra.
Have a good day, guys.
You too. Bye.
Dude, Teddy's in Muskego. He said, he had me dying on the text line. He said, make sure you have that pocket sand ready, and I lost
Boy, he's on the team. He knows
pocket
the
sand.
He knows the strategy.
Now, that's a hell of a pocket sand.
Dale Gribble. Kim Hill.
Marnin.
Pocket sand. Pocket sand.
Marnin.
Pocket sand.
That's what separates the men from the boys. You always got to have your secret pocket sand with you.
That's right. That's right.
Throws them off guard.
You got a pocket sand. No. You never know.
So that's how the men are going to win?
100 men all day.
With pocket sand.
All day long. Maybe not with men like me. I'm a lover, not a fighter. But... you know.
Yeah, but Teddy, that mustache, that's a killer.
That mustache and that pocket sand, honestly,
just saying.
That might do it itself, bro.
We'll see you in the pocket sand at the fight. Have a good day, Teddy.
Pocket sand.
Later, Dale. I mean, Teddy.
Pull up line. Oh, look who's on 7. Look who's on 7. Good morning, Hudson in New Berlin.
You couldn't even let me say it.
Oh, wow.
Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hudson in Milwaukee.
There you go.
Now he's claiming MKE. Fine with me.
There we go.
Hudson, you're the reason we got into this fight because I've heard about this viral argument on the internet. Then you came downstairs the other day and said, Mom, there's this viral debate on the internet about a man, 100 men versus a gorilla. And you and I started fighting about it.
Yeah.
You better not be Team Gorilla, Hudson, or I'm disowning you.
Okay. Dude. I'm Team Gorilla.
Oh, God.
Wait.
Give him 30 seconds and then yes.
We're assuming this thing is as tall as Shaq. He's 25. Not going to offer you
Shaq's
some Papa John's. He's going to offer you a knuckle.
He's saying if he was as big as Shaq, none of us could even reach up and punch him.
I know that I am reaching for and punching.
Hold on.
We're assuming the gorilla is, like, out for blood.
Yeah.
Like, something like that. And, like, that thing is going to rip through 100 people.
Okay.
Or 100 men or whatever.
Gorillas aren't normally violent, though. Are we attacking gorilla in his natural habitat?
Natalie and Menominee
Falls. Wait a minute.
Hold on, Hudson. Natalie and Menominee Falls texted and said the biggest silverback ever recorded was 539 pounds, if that helps. It does, actually.
It's big gorilla.
It does help because even I was thinking about this, DZ. Like, you work for the Bucks as an in-game host. When I've been able to, like, be on the court when they're warming up, I can't believe how big... I am a big girl, I feel like. I'm 5'11". Like, I feel like I'm tall.
You tall.
So when I'm, like, looking up at the Bucks, and I'm going, whoa, these guys look gigantic.
They're giants.
They could easily pick me up and throw me around, is what I'm saying. So now I'm going, well, maybe, but there's no way with the amount of 100 men, if it was, like, 10 men, maybe. 100? No way.
No question. We're
handling stabbing
business.
Him. We're stabbing his leg.
There's no weapons. But you do gotta attack those extremities. Bro, you got to start punching the legs, kicking the legs. You got to have a few bruises in there. There will be casualties. I cannot.
Hey, wait a minute. I just realized something.
Why
is it only men that are fighting the gorilla?
Well, because we're catty and we will poke your eyes out and pull your hair. And I think we all know the women would win.
You think we ain't got a few
catches? Okay.
That's the last guy waiting in the wings. That's number 10.
The gorilla has beaten any gender.
Listen, if I know one thing in this segment, I raised you right, my guy.
If there are 100 of you, do you think you can beat the gorilla?
That's a yes. 100 of me?
No.
Yes. I'm
never.
Crazy.
Fine.
You've seen your mother, Mom. You've seen your mom,
and in the simulator, and we'll see if you live.
No, thanks. Okay, Hudson, thanks for calling. Have a good day. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Later, man.
He almost said love you, so cute.
He was about to, then he stopped himself.
Allison and Racine said, gorilla, 3 words, Planet of the Apes.
Tripping. Y'all are tripping, man. Nah.
There's no way.
If they're sentient and have 100% now, like, fully humanoid consciousness, nah, we're getting washed. Gorillas aren't made to fight like we are. They don't have strategy like we do.
Right.
They are 1,000,000% intelligent. But we are going to overpower this gorilla in time and after, like, 50 dudes.
I cannot believe people picked the gorilla. Allison and Racine texted in gorilla.
Ain't no way. Y'all.
Oh, I already read that one. Aaron from Sheboygan said 100 men all day.
Thank you, Aaron.
Finally.
Logic.
Finally,
we
found our people. We found them. I just want you to know that we can continue the gorilla debate on Facebook because I put up on my Facebook page, Hudson sent me a thing that said I would not win. 100 alleys would not win against a gorilla, and I'm offended. So continue the argument online.
Yeah,
you wouldn't win either. He did yours too.
Unfortunately, I believe the fact that you might not win versus 100 gorillas, but I'm convinced.
Who asked you anyway?
I'm convinced that the algorithm in whatever program he knows about my knee, and that's why I said I would lose. So I want to redo after my knee surgery. Ain't no way. way.
Listen, the debate will continue online on Facebook, and we'll leave it there. Okay, we got to get into what would DZ do. This one is wild. We got a submission sent in, and it's wild. Yeah. So are you ready to just go?
Yeah.
Let's go.
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so you have a child with your husband. He unfortunately has an affair and gets somebody else pregnant, and then he dies.
Mm-hmm.
And now you no longer want to carry on with the child he had with somebody else. You don't want your kid and that kid to... You don't want to deal with it.
Yeah, it's a good summary.
Is that the summary of what she wrote in?
Yeah.
I get it, but just read it. Go ahead.
She says, "Hey, Allie and DZ. Long time listener here, and I've gone back and forth about sharing my dilemma with you guys for a while now. I'd like to remain anonymous, although I'm sure it'll be easy for anyone who knows me to figure it out."
You'd be surprised. I read this and I was like, you'd be surprised how many people are dealing with this, but okay.
She said, "Let's begin with some background info. It might help with the advice. Before 2020, they say about 2017, I found out that my then husband was having an affair.
Mm-hmm.
I was pregnant at the time with our second child, so we really tried to make it work. Ultimately, we got a divorce, and he remained in a relationship with his mistress.
Oof.
During the next year and a half, my ex and the mistress welcomed another son into the world. My ex was slipping further and further into his alcohol addiction and depression with these struggles, and that led them to their relationship ending and my ex to be on his own. Because of his addiction and struggles, I chose during that time to take the high road and remain civil with the mistress for the sake of our children's safety while in the care of my ex. Fast forward to 2023. We unfortunately lost my ex-husband and the father of my children.
Mm-hmm.
My contact with the mistress ended almost immediately as soon as all the...
As he died.
Yep. Any of the legalities once they were done situated in regards to the kids.
Yep.
However, she continued to reach out, wanting to get our kids together to keep them building their relationship as siblings.
This is tough.
I got zero interest for my mental health to plan or be forced to spend time with her.
Mm-hmm.
My initial thoughts are that my ex's family members should want to plan these things.
Mm.
I've tried making these suggestions for the most supportive sister-in-law of my ex-husband's, but nothing's been set up, and it's now been 2 years since his passing." So it's 2 years now.
She wants
advice on how to handle it moving forward, basically.
I don't think this is that uncommon. And a lot of times it's just the guy hasn't died. Because I can relate to this in the sense that one of my good friends, her daughter is now in her 20s. But the guy, basically, they had a kid and then he kept having kids with all these people. So there's four baby mamas now at this point, right?
Got it.
And he is just nowhere to be found, right? He's barely paying child support.
To anybody?
And she was trying to make sure that her daughter saw their siblings because this guy had spread a seed everywhere. So she's like, well, I want her at least to know the half-siblings.
Yeah.
And after a while...
Don't blame the child for the father's action.
After a while, it just died out because he wasn't doing anything and he was alive.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't imagine if you already have a guy, this guy had issues, it sounds like, this guy was an alcoholic. His addiction took his life, unfortunately.
That's what it sounds
and
like.
And now she wants nothing to do with the woman who had a baby with her, or two babies with her husband. I get it. But then the kids.
Though it's not specified, so you could assume that addiction and or depression may have taken this man's life.
She said it, yeah.
Right? No,
she said in 2023 it finally took his life. Whatever happened.
Fast forward, we unfortunately lost my husband and the father of my children, but she never specifies why. She had just the precursor was the fact that, there was illicit use and addiction troubles, depression. So we don't know the reason.
I don't think it matters why he died, does it?
No, he's passed and gone.
He's gone, and she doesn't want to the kids together. But I don't think she's wrong in saying his family should get the kids together.
Because
that's what she wants, and they're not doing it. So do you have advice for her?
I do got advice.
You can call or text, by the way, 414-533-1019. 1037. And by the way, my friend, who the guy just kind of eventually just wasn't around and the daughter stopped seeing him, my friend still will get child support checks for like $20. And the kid is in their 20s. Why? She's like, this is so ridiculous. What a joke.
I mean, I'll take the 20.
So the guy's got nothing, right?
I'll take the 20.
But it's a joke.
My advice might be a little jaded. I gotta be honest. What? Just because, quite frankly, man, this happens, I think, far too often, right? And then you're forced almost to have a relationship. I don't think you should be forcing it. I think you want to have it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to desire it. It's just easy to cut ties with people once people pass. Share a little bit about myself. I've got an older sibling who has passed. He passed while I was still in college.
Mm-hmm.
I have a niece and nephew that I realistically don't claim in my life because I have not seen them since he passed.
Really?
The funeral
Where are they
happened,
at?
They live in Illinois.
Like, they do.
Yeah. She's been remarried, I think divorced since, and I don't have a care, but yeah, to shout out my niece and nephew.
You
Jason
never talked to his ex?
Not a lick, not a word.
Doesn't want to talk to you guys?
I would know these kids. There's a whole dispute.
I have so many questions.
The way he passed was unfortunate. He was involved in a drunk driving accident, and it took his life.
Yeah.
And there was disputes over life insurance, and unfortunately,
it ripped the family apart.
Since they weren't legally married, now after settlements were made, and I wasn't involved in any of this, right? But unfortunately, some people were, and those people kind of tear things apart.
Bridges were burned.
It's easy to cut ties when you already have jaded experiences, and then it's like, all right,
and then grief destroys everybody. Yeah.
And then you think grief is gonna grow? Nah, grief just tears apart, and sometimes it tears you to the wrong direction, and it's too far to come back from.
What year did your older brother die in that accident?
Oh my Lord, what was it? It was 2014.
So it's been 11 years. So the kids are how old?
Oh,
you don't even know.
The funniest part is, man, I'd have to do math in my head. Yeah. These kids are teens now.
Yeah,
these kids are teenagers now.
Somebody texted in, and Tammy texted in, actually. She signed her name. She said, I get that this guy was a shady piece of bleep. However, it's not the kids' fault on either end. Take the high road again and be the bigger person for the kids. So she's saying that, because what happened is, if you're just tuning in, this woman wrote into the show. She was married. He had a child with somebody else during the marriage and another one. They split up. She was keeping the kids together to be, half siblings. And now that he's passed away, she doesn't want anything to do with the other woman and the kids. And she's saying his family should deal with it, and she doesn't know what to do.
It's easy to peace out, but I think you got to at least try it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't blame the child for the father's mistakes. And if you have siblings, why not? And if you know these siblings, why not? You got to do it for the kids until they're at least old enough to be like, yeah, I don't know, I don't really rock with them like that.
Somebody texted in, depending on the age of the kids, I think that's important to involve your kids as well. Have a sit down and talk with them and see what they want. Yeah, I never thought about having that kind of a talk. Because at some point, the kids are going to be like, we're all the same age. Obviously, dad cheated. Like, at some point, that's a different discussion that I just would never want to have. Thanks.
We a year apart? A year and a half, I mean?
And you were still married?
Crazy.
Nah, for real.
But the conversation's going to be had. These kids are still young, and that conversation isn't there. So it is on you, the mothers, to unify or completely separate. I don't know. I think you should try it. You can't force it, but try it.
Well, I can see the text coming in. We're going to talk to you guys. Take your calls and text next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so this is wild. She wrote into the show. You can always write into us. You can slide into our DMs, and some people even use the Am I the Jerk email. Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. I'll get a What Would DZ Do one set up, I promise,
Once we get it, y'all will know.
I'll get it set up, an email. But send us them. This, she wrote in, and her ex basically died, her ex-husband. He had unfortunately cheated while they were married, had another child with another woman. They break up. He goes with the other woman, has another child. So now she's got her kid, and he's got other kids. They're all the same age. He dies.
Left wife for the mistress, had another baby, then died.
Now she's been getting the kids together. She's like, I don't want to deal with this anymore now that he's died. I don't want anything to do with it.
Yep.
His family should do it.
But you can't impose that on his family, right? His family is technically his relation, but you guys are the parents. Y'all are the ultimate deciding factors on what these children do. They can't force you guys to get them together. You saying it's their doing means you're open to getting them together. You just don't want to be the one to do it.
Well, true.
I understand it's because he cheated. Right?
Yeah. Well, it brings up traumatic and weird feelings for her. And then looking at the kid is a trigger for that her husband cheated on her before he died. I mean, the whole thing is a hot mess. So it's got to be. The whole thing's traumatic.
It might not be the moment, but in death, there can be growth if we try to allow it. That's what I'm saying. At least try it out.
Being cheated on while you're pregnant is traumatic enough.
Being cheated on period sucks, right? And then let alone you're
and then they to have a child, and then they leave you, and then you got, I mean.
Why? And then go have another baby?
Oh, God. Grace texted in, said, I think she should still have visits with the kids. It's important to be involved if you have other siblings. You can text at 414-533-1037. Saucy's on the phone. Her, not her kid. Saucy.
Oh, saucy?
Actual Saucy Sandra this time. Yeah, hey, different. Saucy.
Hey.
Girl.
Morning. Ronnie was so cute and funny, but anyways,
Yes, continue. I was going to say, girl, I can't imagine this whole scenario. Is just icky, but would you do?
Let something happen that makes you stop seeing each other, right? Oh, don't start it off ripped.
She wrote into the show. She texted in, even though she stayed anonymous.
Okay.
She
said, Katie and Whitefish Bay?
She said, so looking forward to suggestions. Thanks for reading today. More background. Her son was 3 at the time of passing, and mine were 8 and 5. Got it. So she's got 2.
And it's been 2 years, so the kids are now 5. Her kid is 10. The kids are getting a little bit old enough. That 10-year-old is going to be able to have a genuine conversation and understand that their father passed and their father, unfortunately, was unfaithful and had another child and can say, yes, I want to see my siblings or not.
See, I don't even want to put this in the universe, but somebody said, DZ, I know you were given this advice, but just think if it was Aaron that cheated and had a kid by another man, would you be that gung-ho for the kids? No, we would kill the dude.
I try not to hate, but exactly.
Can't even think about that.
The dude. These babies are saints, bro. For real, we got to treat them as such. I know they're not perfect, but these babies are genuinely pure in this universe. Mm-hmm. We can't just take that off of what we're trying to feel and go through.
Well, Saucy, what do you think?
Your kids are not responsible for your triggers. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah, unfortunately.
I'm sorry you're going to have to swallow your ego.
It's not even ego.
Bring it down a little bit. It's part of our ego as well when you think about it. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong there.
Maybe.
I don't think
a trigger is equivalent to an ego.
She hasn't surpassed this emotionally, mentally, or physically, right?
Yeah.
And I get that and I understand that, but your kid's not responsible for that. And your kids need to have I'm not saying it's necessary that they have to have a relationship. However,
it'd be nice.
They've had a relationship thus far, and now all of a sudden you're like, I don't want to do it anymore.
Well, she's saying that his family should be getting them together, but you can't control that.
They're your kids.
No. The only thing you can control is you yourself, and you've been doing an outstanding job, by continuing the connection. And there is a connection there. Now, if you want to pull it away and everything like that, then you're causing abandonment issues and other things like that. And you don't want to do that either.
And Sauce, she's speaking for herself, her sake, on her mental health. She doesn't have
to partake.
She can set this up and coordinate for somebody of trust to be there because she can also and should also protect herself.
100%. If she can coordinate that and communicate that, fantastic.
Listen to what Anna texted in. She said, this is such a hard situation, and sometimes a relationship for the sake of a relationship isn't the answer. After my dad died when I was a teen, his family pushed us away, and I tried for years to stay connected to them, and it hurt me more and more. Eventually I said no more and found peace in that. I think what's her name, we gave her a fake name,
is Katie and Whitefish Bay.
Katie, I think you need to go to therapy.
Yes.
And I think you need to work this all out, because you you've been through. She got cheated on while she was pregnant. She was married to an addict. Those two alone, forget about the affair.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Those two alone will send you, will change the chemicals in your brain. Yep. And now you add on that he had an affair. Yep. He got another woman pregnant. Yep. He left you. He's now with the other. I mean, the amount of trauma. She's got to get in therapy for herself in order to help those kids.
She got two.
She has to get in therapy for the kids.
Yep.
That's my advice for her. Heard. And that's where I'm standing because I don't know what the hell to do.
There it is.
I agree.
Oh, there we go. I had to fix our headphones. Good morning.
You mean tell me to turn it up?
Wait, what?
You said you had to fix our headphones.
Well, yeah, they went up and then they were too loud. And this is all off the air stuff, okay? Listen, it is Teacher Appreciation Week and Nurses Appreciation Week. And we've been asking you guys to send in your voice messages on the Odyssey app to give a shout out to the nurses or the teachers in your life that you really appreciate. Yesterday, we shouted out the Spanish teacher in Lake Geneva for Cinco de Mayo.
Shout out Mr. David Davila. Yes, sir. To Mr. Wrestling Coach, head
and
coach at that.
This lady, Lori, left us an interesting message from Caledonia. And at first, I was listening going, where are we going with this, Lori? But you know what, you guys? Hear her out. It goes somewhere in the end, okay?
What'd she say?
Listen to this.
Hi, Allie and DZ. My name is Lori, and I've been a nurse for almost 20 years and have worked in a hospital for all of that time. And in that time, I have been covered with every type of bodily fluid.
Ugh. Gross.
I have endured physical abuse, verbal abuse.
Chuck's very slow. This one's like, hold on, hear her out.
She's reminiscing.
Hear her out.
I've seen people at their worst.
Oh, wow.
And let me just tell you, I would never be a teacher. So praise up to all the teachers for doing what I cannot do. I don't have the knowledge, the caring that a teacher does. So thank you to them.
She's like, I will get abused, but I will not be a teacher. You hear me?
She said, I will fight 100 gorillas myself.
But I will not be a teacher.
But I will not be a teacher.
They don't get enough love, though, that's for sure. But I think the nurses, I mean, you said it yourself, Lori. I'm not doing your job. Nope. I'm not getting abused, and I'm not getting bodily fluids. I'm not doing any of that stuff. So you should give yourself a round of applause, too, because honestly, I'm not a nurse or a teacher, and I ain't doing either.
I don't even like feet,
shout
and y'all
out to
be
both
dealing
of them.
With broken bone. Nah, for real. Big shout out to y'all. Y'all are both doing the things I could not do.
No. Mm-mm. No, thank you.
I don't want to.
Yeah, so leave your shout outs and all that for the teachers and the nurses, honestly. Am I the Jerk is coming up, and it's good. She wants to know if she's the jerk for something she's doing to her ex.
Wait.
She's
the one doing something to her ex?
Yes, and he doesn't know.
Oh, Lord.
Who's the jerk? 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I was thinking about something else, and it's time for Am I the Jerk? My bad. Am I the Jerk? Every single day we deal with a moral dilemma, and this one came in on the KISS Facebook messages, because you can email us amithejerk at 1037kissfm.com. This one made me giggle.
Mm-mm-mm. You giggled at this?
Oh, yeah. I said, girl,
dog,
we're using this one today.
You would giggle at this.
This made me laugh. She said, hi, Allie and DZ. Am I the jerk for using my ex's phone number for his discounts and reward points?
The audacity.
I don't even need to hear.
Jerk.
Not the jerk. She said, my ex-fiance and I broke up about a year ago. It was a very bad breakup, and we were together for about 3 years. I found out he was cheating on me a month before we were to get married. Damn.
Sheesh.
She's already fixing the outcome, isn't she, by telling us he was a cheater.
Mm-hmm.
She said he works for a grocery store. He gets 10% off their brand items. He also gets reward points at a gas station, which could take some money off the tank.
It is.
A year later, and I still sometimes enter his phone number to get a cheaper gallon of gas or cheaper groceries.
Get them 20 cents off the gallon.
She said, I don't see a problem with it. Hey, it's the least he can do for me after I lost so much money on a wedding that never happened.
Oof.
And mourned a life that never happened.
Okay, you're scorned.
And
okay,
if he really has a problem with it, then hey, change your damn phone number.
Wow. Okay, then.
Someone who's been cheated on, I can't judge.
She's upset.
I've been here before. She said the other day, as I was pumping my gas, saving at least $20 on my tank, I couldn't help but wonder, am I the jerk? And then she writes, thank you, smiley face. Love you guys and love listening every single day.
Oh, there's the butter. Trying to butter our
biscuits. She wants to remain anonymous. So I see what her actual name is, and I will give her a different one.
Let's get it.
Her name is...
I don't want to say her actual name. So I'm like, I'm just going to let you go ahead and give this one a name.
She is Scorned. Scorned Sarah.
Scorned Sarah.
Scorned Serafina. Sounds more
scorned
dramatic.
Scorned Serafina. Serafina.
Serafina. I like the full name.
I like Serafina. It's a good
name. Okay, good. Serafina. Okay, Serafina. Scorn Serafina.
Very
anyway, okay, this is, she's still using his stuff. Now, she's not just using the phone number for, like, the gas, but
no.
She's saying he gets a discount at the grocery store that he works at, so she's using his 10% discount, and they are long split up.
And yeah.
Is it ethical?
No.
Is it morally correct? No.
No.
But is she the jerk in my mind? Hell
yes.
No.
Huh?
Knowing everything I know, no.
I thought we were going 3 for 3
girl,
on that one together.
Girl, man. You get that discount. Nobody knows.
Hear me out. The thing is, you're giving him...
I heard you out. No.
She said, it doesn't matter what your name is.
I was listening and you said enough. No. No, what? What? Seriously.
You're giving him the points, but you're also reaping the rewards. Because by using his point system, you're technically giving him those reward points. So he's not losing.
You're actually rewarding him is what you're saying.
But you're still
but
using.
But she's stealing him.
Right? So it's like, sure, you're getting the 10 cents off the gallon when you pump at the BP, or you're getting the free roller grill item at Speedway, whatever.
Yeah.
By using his card, using his points, using his number, he's getting those points, but you're taking those points. It's a catch 22. It's a catch 22.
You're giving to him too.
It makes it a wash. You're jerky because
you're
he doesn't know. I don't think that he would care because you're giving him this points. So why be like, why not just say, hey, man, I've been using your points. Sorry, man. If it bothers you, change your number. Say it just like you said it to us. You're the jerk because you're not telling him. You're not the jerk for using him. You're the jerk because you're doing it covertly.
Allie in Milwaukee said, not the jerk. It's not even his money.
Yes, it is. He's been the one racking in points. Well, you have
to. Heather in Shorewood said, should have been Gassy Gale. You guys are funny. Greg in Greenfield said, should have been Cheapskate Christine. You guys are killing me with your names. Chill out.
Y'all got it with Gassy Gale, bro.
They said she's the jerk. Just because your man cheated on you doesn't allow you to abuse his stuff. Get over it. Well, Greg, that's debatable.
Well,
you ever met a scorned woman?
Tomato
you mess
potato.
With my emotional instability, I'll mess with yours.
I'm using your rewards
Game
points.
Game on, mofo. But I digress anyway.
Let's get it.
But I've done a lot of therapy and we're not doing that anymore. So no, but seriously.
To be real,
I don't think she's a jerk because it's not the end of the world. But this is a moral dilemma. That's what Am I the Jerk is about. Is she the jerk for using her ex's reward points and his phone number for his discounts?
I think we're on the same side. We're on the same coin, different sides.
Because if
I don't
he
think
hadn't cheated, would I have said jerk?
I don't know. Right? Had they just broken up and she's still using the points?
Yeah.
I don't. The fact your relationship's over, you guys clearly aren't getting back together. What makes it jerky is the fact that you're doing it hidden. Right.
And to scorn him, and because you're upset.
And it's not really slighting him at all. You're still
it's
giving him points.
Part.
You could be racking up your own points, but no, you're just giving him points.
Unless you're buying so much so quick and then going to get reward yourself with the points immediately, like immediately to the gas station, back to the store, to the gas station.
Ain't nobody getting these free slushies but me.
All right, 414-533-1037. Whoever texted in, like Carrie Underwood said, maybe next time he'll think before he cheats. You guys are cracking me up. And then somebody said, definitely not the jerk.
All right.
Okay. Well, all right. We're going to talk to you guys next. See what they say.
Okay. Who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Is Scorned Serafina the jerk for using her ex's phone number for his discounts and reward points? He works at a a grocery store, so he already gets the 10%, and then she uses it for the gas and all that stuff.
She'd be racking
the
it points up. She'd be racking it up.
Teddy and Shorewood said, I don't care what anyone says. Her name is Cheated on Christina, and that's final.
Oh, y'all love the names.
Somebody else texted and said, my ex still uses my HBO and other apps. I can tell because he made himself his own profile, LOL. It doesn't really hurt me because it doesn't cost extra. I just think it's funny he hasn't moved on after 4 years. Okay, I wouldn't take that as he still wants you. Yeah, no offense.
I wouldn't necessarily take that.
I would take it as he's using your account.
Still wants your account.
And that's it.
Still wants the login. Still wants to see his shows.
I wouldn't take it as hasn't moved on.
Change your login. I guarantee you he
broke
don't reach out.
Broke boy maybe, but.
Broke boy for sure.
Jake from Milwaukee said, I mean, let's call this what it is. Stealing with extra steps. Jerk.
Is it? I could hear where somebody would go stealing, but you're stealing all money's fake anyway. Never
whatever.
Mind. Yeah.
Go to Melissa in Kenosha. She actually, ooh. I know, she had her own theme song. It's been so long, we couldn't even remember.
Hold on.
She called 5 days in a row, got it, and then never called again. What the hell, Melissa?
Dust it off.
So rude. Oh my God, I didn't even remember what it was.
I remember.
Girl.
I remember.
Girl, you used to call it all the time.
I remember it. I was like, hold
on. I know.
What the hell?
That's my job. Okay, so I'm a teacher.
Oh, happy Teacher Appreciation Week.
Thank you.
Yes, and?
Happy Teacher Appreciation Week to Erin as well.
DZ's wife.
Thank you, fam. Mm-hmm.
So my hours changed from last year to this year, so now I can't call in.
Whatever. Fine.
You're
Melissa,
still our people.
We still love you.
You see the song was still in there.
The theme song is still alive. Is she the jerk for using her ex's phone number for his discounts and reward points?
No.
Flat out.
Great answer. Have a great day.
Right. She said that's all,
kidding.
Folks.
Why, though? Because this is morally a little corrupt, you guys.
It is.
I mean,
it
it's
is.
Not.
It is.
Okay, it is morally a little corrupt, but how many of those points are really hers?
Because she's been used. That's what I'm saying. She's racking them up, then going to the gas station, getting the free gas, and she's going back to Pick and Save or wherever, Syndix, and using
Wait.
The card.
I hear the logic. Yeah. You're already kind of.
And if he didn't like it, I'm sure he knows. Let's be real. You know when someone's using your account.
I don't know. Men are pretty flighty sometimes. Well, men don't care about dumb stuff like that.
When you're an employee.
I mean, my kids use my Walgreens account and my Target
Melissa.
Account and everything like that.
Melissa, we're like the FBI, us ladies. Yeah. Come on. Dudes don't care about stuff like that.
A dude's going to look at the receipt and be like, I didn't go to Target yesterday.
Oh, well.
It must have hit late from last month.
Oh,
that's
well.
Like, what? Oh, well. Yep. Right. For real, for real. Not nobody.
But no, but how many of those points did she rack up in their relationship? So
true.
Technically, she's just reusing her money.
She's I love
giving them back money.
How we justify
she's
this to ourselves.
Every penny back,
you're
baby.
Damn right. Stealing it is. All right.
You
thanks,
cheated,
Melissa.
And you made me pay for a damn wedding.
I'm getting my money's worth.
I forgot that they found out right before the wedding and she paid for the wedding. See, that actually makes me mad again. Never mind.
Scorn
Melissa.
Serafina. She's getting her money's worth. Melissa, you ain't wrong,
mm-hmm.
though.
Mm-hmm. All right, Melissa, thank you for calling. Don't be a stranger.
Right.
Happy Teacher Appreciation Week.
Thank you, guys. Talk
Bye.
To you later. Bye.
Bye. Love you later.
Well, let's go to Roger in Milwaukee.
Oh, Lord, from Melissa to Roger?
I know, I'm scared, but Roger's our boy. We remember his theme song because he just earned it. He called 5 days in a row. Hey, Roger.
Yo, good morning. Good morning, Ali Geezy, Milwaukee Stand Up. It's your boy, the R-O-G-E-R. If you don't know, now you know. Let's go.
Woo, Roger.
Yo.
What up, Papa?
Jerk or not the jerk for stealing the guy's reward points and is using his phone number.
Why you laugh every time,
because
bro?
Because it's so ridiculous.
Because then you be like, me laugh? All right, stop.
I'm sorry,
shutting my
I
mouth.
Care.
Roger, go.
What, go.
Okay. Pick and Save Patty is not the jerk.
Pick and Save Patty?
Not the jerk.
We have so many good
my
names,
ribs,
you guys.
My ribs.
Pick and Save Patty.
Oh, she's in the Kids with Protection Program, no question.
Patty
she got
with 50. An I or a Y? No, I'm just kidding.
It's an I. An I for Pick and Save. Patty. Yeah, it's got to be an I.
Got it, Patty. All right, Roger, you say not the jerk. So we're all kind of lining up on this. We still have another caller, but we don't think this is that big of a deal,
different,
I guess.
Different reasons are kind of going with.
It's not a big deal. It really not.
Could be worse.
I mean, yeah, it could be worse. I mean, the whole thing is, like everybody else said, he knows. I mean, he just knows.
He just knows. I don't know if he knows.
What if, I was telling DZ off the air, I'm like, well, if she had like slashed tires or done something, that would be different.
If she was throwing bologna on his man's hood and a banana in the tailpipe.
That's actually a great bologna on the hood.
Hey, chill out.
I've never done that before.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my God, that's fun. Okay, anyway, sorry, Roger. Uh-oh. Anyway, had it been more severe.
Different.
Yeah.
It would be different.
This is not that serious.
We're applying our severity, right? We don't know if he actually cares about this. What if he does? We can't say, well, you shouldn't care, big dog. Don't.
He didn't care when he cheated and wasted her money on the wedding that never happened.
Ooh. We're not going to go over there.
Fine. My bad, Roger.
Roger, ew.
Ickity ick, huh?
Ew.
Now we got the ick, don't we?
Never mind, Roger.
All right, Roger, have a great day. Bye.
All right, love you guys. Bye.
Love you, fam. Peace.
Amy's in Muskego. Now, this is not Amy with a theme song. This is a... She actually is neighbors with Teddy and Muskego.
Oh, this Amy?
Yes, and she's working on getting her own theme song. It's her second day calling in.
I was about to hit the theme song.
Hi, Amy.
Day two.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay. Good morning.
Everybody says not the jerk. Are you going to say the same about Pick and Save Patty, who's using her ex's phone number for his discounts and reward points?
She is not the jerk.
Dang. Hallelujah. Thank God. Well, this, I appreciate it. Now I can keep using my ex's phone number. Thank you. I'm kidding.
It's relationship compensation.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Relationship compensation.
Let me write this on the board.
Hold on.
My next argument in court when I get into an argument with somebody.
Ain't no way. I am not going to go
there. This is like alimony.
I'm not going to go there. Wow.
Yep.
She said relationship.
My ex's Cabela's rewards.
Don't say that. You can't say relationship reparations like that, bro. You can't.
No, she said. What did you say? Relationship.
Relationship compensation.
My bad. I said reparations.
Like a lawyer's ad. Compensation will be awarded at every time you visit Pick and Save.
Y'all knew what I meant.
Yep.
Hey, you.
All right. That's what he gets.
Amy, I mean, you wash it out, man. Yeah, this is clean,
you're
sweet.
You're right. You know what? Relationship compensation. Rest our cases. Not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
All right. Thanks for calling.
You are not the jerk.
All right, Amy. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Love you guys.
Peace, much love. Whoa.
Not the jerk. That was a clean sweep, dude. She's not the jerk for using her ex's phone number for his discounts and reward points.
Wow.
All right. Well, that's it. Not the jerk.
That makes that.
Let's give away these tickets to see Wiz Khalifa, DZ, shall we?
What you trying to do?
Caller number 28. I'm getting crazy today.
None but a word.
I started taking her info off the air, and she said, my name's Cindy. And then I can hear her on the side asking for the date of birth. I go, is this Cindy? No, this is her daughter, Jasmine.
Well, who am I talking about?
They're both on the phone. Pull them up.
Jesus.
Cindy and Jasmine, I hope you guys are going together because you're going to Wiz Khalifa.
Hey, yeah.
Yay. Thank you.
Cindy, why did you make your daughter call in and do all that?
And Jasmine, what's going on? Who's driving?
You answered me first. I was caller 8, then she was caller 10, and then I called again, and I finally got through.
Y'all doubled up, baby.
Nice.
It was meant to be. Y'all got through a couple times.
Oh, they were using both phones in the car.
We do this every day. You don't know how long we struggle to get tickets.
Oh, I'm
been
so happy.
So many. Oh. I've been caller 29 when it was caller 30, and I was like, oh my goodness, one more.
It's
fun. We're out here every morning driving to work at this time.
Today?
We've been calling for like the last year.
I love you guys.
Guess what?
That's it. I love you guys so much. I'm so happy today is your day. May 6th, mark it.
Yes.
Go play the lottery. I'm so happy for you guys. Well, Cindy, Jasmine.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're going to Wiz Khalifa at the Rave on May 24th, and we'll have another chance tomorrow. So you guys have officially cracked the code.
Think about it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
They didn't win part one. They definitely won on part two. Wiz, mm-hmm. baby.
Yeah, they made it happen.
Yes.
All right. Congrats, ladies. Have a great day, whatever you're up to, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
One more question.
Okay.
Is she the jerk for stealing the ex's reward points?
Be real.
Not the jerk, not the jerk. I'm going to say not the jerk.
I'm going to say the jerk because I'm a mom and girl, I'd be fighting for my points.
Split household. Uh-oh.
All right, Cindy, fair enough.
I'm the one that steals her points. So.
Jasmine steals Cindy's.
Now we understand that why we're fighting. Got it.
All right, ladies, have a great day. We'll talk to you later.
You too.
Bye. Much love, y'all. That was
there
great.
Were people that said jerk. Look out.
I told you.
Wow. Well, the good news is we're still giving away a trip to see Beyonce in Houston just by listening to...
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
What's on the Odyssey app? So download that free app. Listen for an hour. You're already listening to Ali and DZ.
We're sending the Hive to H-Town.
We're sending them 4 people on this trip.
To see the queen in her home court.
You and 3 friends can win this trip just by listening to us through the app.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Instead of your actual radio.
Say less.
That's it. And just follow Kiss FM. You're entered to win and listen live. All right. I'm excited about that. A trip to Houston. More Wiz Khalifa tickets tomorrow.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.